Welcome to the John Lothian News Daily Update Podcast. It is June 16th, 2023, and I am your host, John Lothian. This podcast gives an overview of content from today's John Lothian newsletter, including commentary from its hits and takes section, stories from the first read section, a listing of the top three stories from the previous edition of the newsletter, and of the first three stories in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We encourage you to check out the video library at John Lothian News of MarketsWiki Education about the history of trading, including from the Open Outcry Traders History Project and the Path to Electronic Trading video series. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. The JLN team is stretched thin these days. I am on a trip to New Jersey with my wife and her brothers, including JJL co-CIO and JLN options editor Jeff Bergstrom. We were visiting relatives on my wife's side of the family. Jeff is jetting off today to Italy for a couple of weeks to attend a friend's wedding. I am headed back home if the weather permits a return flight today. Tomorrow, Robbie Lothian, the USA version, Nicole Price and Julie Ross fly to London for IDX. Meanwhile, Patrick Lothian is still on paternity leave, though he was kind enough to produce the NFA quarterly board update for them. You can watch the board update with a link in today's newsletter. JLN's editor-in-chief is home minding the store, doing her own job, plus publishing the newsletter and producing the JLN options newsletter. So thank you, Sarah, for your steadfastness. While visiting relatives I have not seen in 30 years, I talked to the husbands of two daughters of my wife's second cousin. One husband works for Merrill Lynch in compliance and started in the futures industry, including a stint at Vision Financial. Another is an IT professional who led the team that designed the TD Ameritrade trading interface. It is such a small world. Happy Bloomsday to all you fans of James Joyce. According to Ireland.com, Bloomsday is the celebration of James Joyce's modernist epic Ulysses, held on the anniversary of the day featured in the book 16 June 1904. The festival takes over the streets of Dublin that inspired Joyce and his works. Industry leaders from Six Financial Information, Six Digital Exchange, and Asia Next will be speaking on the topics of ESG and digital assets at the Point Zero Forum, June 26th through 28th, 2023, in Zurich, Switzerland. Six is a silver sponsor of the event, which convenes more than 1,000 policymakers, financial leaders, and investors for dialogues on three innovative technologies shaping the future of financial services, digital assets, ESG technologies, and generative AI. You can view the agenda and register to attend with a link in today's newsletter. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. We have the second part of our Corrine Boone interview. Corrine Boone of ACX talks about the Chicago Climate Exchange and how market innovation happens. This is part two of our ESG-focused interview for John Lothian News with Corrine Boone, Group Head of Americas at Air Carbon Exchange, now known as ACX. In this interview, Boone talks about some market solutions from the past, the work of the Chicago Climate Exchange, how and why policy and regulation lead to market innovation, and how the carbon markets are evolving. You can watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. Here's a press release from our friends at FIA. The headline, DMIST publishes trade allocation standard and launches consultation on average pricing. FIA and DMIST, the Derivatives Market Institute for Standards, jointly announced the publication of the final standard for improving timeliness of trade give-ups and allocations. DMIST also released a consultation paper on average pricing. This is the first standard finalized by DMIST and an important milestone in its work to improve operational efficiency in futures trading and clearing. DMIST was established by FIA in April 2022 as an independent standards body. Its purpose is to encourage widespread adoption of standards that will help make markets more efficient, resilient, and competitive. My comment, this is an average press release, but an important one. Here's a story from CNN. The headline, Lifelong Friends Create Platform to Teach Financial Literacy in the Black Community. Rochelle Belay and Troy Millings sat on a blue leather couch in a swanky tapas lounge in Atlanta's Castleberry Hills neighborhood. Famed Atlanta rapper 2 Chainz, who owns the place, sat across them as a female bartender walked over with their drinks. Around them, a swarm of camera crews, producers, and bar staff hastily moved into position to record a casual conversation with 2 Chainz about his journey from rapper to entrepreneur. My comment, there are so many cool things going on to teach financial literacy to the Black community and others who need the assistance. I am very excited by all the efforts. Here's a story from the New York Times. The headline, The Unexpected Beyonce Effect. Hotter inflation. As fans from around the world spent money to witness the kickoff of the star's tour in Sweden, they may have caused the country's inflation rate to stay higher than expected. In Europe's relentless battle against inflation, another culprit has apparently emerged, Beyoncé. Last month, as the star kicked off her world tour in Stockholm, fans flocked from around the world to witness the shows, pushing up the price for hotel rooms. This could explain some of the reasons for Sweden's inflation rate was higher than expected in May. My comment. If Beyoncé is driving up inflation in Sweden because of the demand for hotel rooms, we need to stop the Taylor Swift concert tour before it bankrupts us all. Here's a story from the New York Times. The headline, Ticket giants under pressure from Biden promise transparency on fees. Live Nation and SeatGeek said they would show customers the full cost of concerts after the White House's complaints that junk fees for tickets and hotel stays can mislead consumers. Under pressure from the Biden administration, some of the biggest companies that handle ticketing for concerts and other live events announced on Thursday that they will make it easier for consumers to see the full price of tickets that they want to buy, including the fees that can often add more than 30% to the total cost of an order. My comment, more transparency in the concert business would greatly help keep us from inflationary ruin. Here are the top three stories from Thursday's JLN. Our top story Thursday was the seven companies driving the U.S. stock market rally from the Financial Times, and the winners are big tech. Second was Bloomberg's $204 million mansion in Dubai is Dubai's most expensive house for sale. The subtitle is, with interiors covered in gold leaf and marble, the Versailles-inspired property is ideal for someone who wants to, quote, show off, unquote. They are not kidding. Third was the paradigm shift in option contracts with Henry Schwartz, VP of Client Engagement at CBOE from Money.net on YouTube. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. The first story is from the Wall Street Journal. The headline, NASDAQ CEO Adina Friedman pursues a black belt in deal making. She agreed to the largest deal in company's history. Quote, I tend to take a competitive approach to life. She's a second-degree black belt in Taekwondo. She's a ferocious pickleball player, and she plays hard when urging companies to list at NASDAQ rather than her nemesis downtown, the New York Stock Exchange. I tend to take a competitive approach to life, Adina Friedman, the 53-year-old chief executive of NASDAQ, said in an interview this week. Friedman now faces perhaps the biggest challenge of her career. NASDAQ said on Monday that it had agreed to buy software maker Adenza for $10.5 billion, the largest ever deal in her company's history. If completed, it would crystallize Friedman's vision of transforming NASDAQ into a financial technology company, moving it far beyond its root as a stock exchange. The next story is from the Financial Times. The headline, A new threat to financial stability lurks in the cloud. Regulators are getting nervous about the risks emanating from data storage and processing platforms dominated by a handful of big companies. 3 weeks ago, the U.S. Treasury announced the launch of a new oversight committee called the Cloud Executive Steering Group. It received almost no public attention. No wonder, compared to the explosive controversies around cryptocurrencies, ChatGPT, or Europe's new drive to break up Google's dominance in ad tech, cloud computing, the public and private data storage and processing platforms run by big tech vendors, sounds achingly dull. So much so that most Americans view Amazon as just an online retail giant, even though its cloud division now generates significant revenues. And then here's another story, this one from the Financial Times. The headline: Wall Street bank job cuts set to surpass 11,000 as CEOs unwind hiring binge. Executives try to reverse pandemic recruitment spree that propelled headcounts to record highs. Job cuts at the largest U.S. banks this year are on course to surpass 11,000 as Wall Street contends with the worst recruitment market since the financial crisis following a pandemic-era hiring binge. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast. And if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye. This podcast has been produced by Andrew Lothian.